Coversal's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Time for a bit of what's on for the next 7 days. The Guide Liverpool with Jay Hind.
Hello, good morning.
Jay. Right, you weren't here last week because it was Panto season. You had to rush off to one, but we had the Panto Queen in, which was Simo. She gave me the rundown on every Panto in the region.
She's obsessed with it, isn't
she? She's like an encyclopedia of Pantos.
Her and Pete Price should be just on every Panto. They love it.
She does Easter Panto as well, doesn't she?
There's half-term Panto, there's October Panto, there's Pantos everywhere now. But there's more Pantos in Liverpool than ever before.
We went Pantotastic last week. But you've been to a Panto, haven't you, yourself in the past week?
I chose one to go to. I went to the Epstein one last night.
Right. Why did you choose that over the others?
Basically because one of the guys that's in it also works on the Guide Liverpool.
Mark okay, Barry. So you were supporting
so I went
a friend.
To support a friend.
What was the panto?
It was Aladdin at the Epstein. The Epstein's a great. Have you been the Epstein?
I am very apologetic to say I've not been since it got redone.
Do you know
since
it got done up
because it looks amazing, doesn't it?
It's just so nice and quaint and a lot smaller than the other big theatres. And there's a great bar as well with a great mosaic of Liverpool over the bar. Just a really nice theatre. The staff are great as well. But Aladdin is on. It runs until the 8th of January. Natasha Hamilton is starring from Atomic Kitten. Her voice last night was insane. It was incredible.
Well, she do some solos, does she?
She does. Of course, she done the Atomic Kitten back catalogue throughout the pantomime.
Which we all love.
Brilliant.
You might deny it, but you all
love
it.
We all love Hole Again, don't we?
Yeah.
So that's on over at the Epstein. Of course, The Empire is getting great reviews with Snow White, with lovely Leanne from Radio City Breakfast.
By the way, she looks destroyed. She's doing breakfast.
I don't know how she does it.
I shouldn't say she looks destroyed. She looks lovely.
She looks gorgeous.
But when she walks out of the studio, I say, how are you? She's only got another 13 hours on the day, you know.
I don't know how they do it, but that's getting brilliant reviews. I think it topped one of the Panto lists nationally yesterday. So go and check that out at the Empire. And then over in Southport, we went over there last week to meet someone that I'm a little bit obsessed with. I've got a guilty pleasure, and that guilty pleasure is Australian soap operas. And Home and Away is a favourite of mine, Steve. I'm not ashamed.
More than Neighbours, yeah?
Well, more than Neighbours. I met Irene from Home and Away, who's Lynn McGranger. She's starring in Southport Panto, and she's playing a baddie.
Oh, it's amazing. It's the best part ever. It's so much more fun than goody. You get booed. I love it that the children get so engaged and they get enraged, like the younger ones. You can see they just want to come up and pummel you, you know?
They want to come up and pummel you.
Must be an Australian saying pummel. But,
you're not going to get pummeled over here, Lynn.
You never know.
I've just got a picture of Lynn up there. I reckon I recognise her now.
Yeah.
No one's going to pummel you, Lynn. Don't worry.
But Snow White, it's on until New Year's Eve. Let's move on from pummeling. And it's a great, great show. We've seen a little snippet of it on the day. And she's a legend. Go and see Irene.
Okay, so that's the one you'd recommend, isn't
it? Yes, go and get pummeled in there.
I was always more a Neighbours than a Home and Away.
Oh, really?
I have to say. So I mean, I'm slightly older than you. So Kylie and Jason Donovan were in it when I was watching it.
Yeah, I suppose so.
They're both still on, aren't they? Right, what are we moving on to? Is it busy? Oh, in the city
there's
over the Christmas
going
period?
On. A lot of it, I won't lie, finishes round this week. So this Friday, the grottos and stuff finish because, of course, Father Christmas has got to get all back to Lapland. But there's tons happening next week as well. DreamWorks Lights is still on.
Oh, it's still continuing, yeah.
The Ice Festival is still on down at the Pierhead. So lots going on in between Christmas and New Year when you're off work. One of the things that finishes Christmas Eve is the Santa bus. Now, this is brilliant. If you've seen it going round and Santa's sat on his sleigh on the top of the bus, give him a big shout. I got to be Santa the other week and go on the... It was fantastic. Great experience. But he's down there until Christmas Eve, 1 p.m. until 7 on the Pierhead. It's a great little grotto on the bus. And they're raising money as well for Cash for Kids, so it's a good cause too.
Does the bus move?
Yeah, the bus drives around. Obviously, when it's a grotto, it's stationary for the kids to be able to enjoy it. But it does drive around. You'll see it driving around the city centre.
With Santa on top,
Santa on top, waving away. And his Rudolph and his reindeer and everything else.
Right, so that's one of the Santas you can go and see.
Yes, there's also the grotto at the Town Hall, Liverpool Town Hall, which is magical this year. There's tons of grottos and we've got lots more information on the website. Boxing night, everyone is saying, what is going on Boxing Day?
So when you got over Christmas, what do you want to do? You want to get out of the house, don't you?
Don't you? Boxing night used to be huge in Liverpool and it kind of quietened down a little bit. This year, it's back bigger than ever before. There's so many big club nights on, so much to do. If you just want some nice food and drink with some live music, Marco Pierre White in Hotel Indigo have got a great night on. If you want something a little bit heavier, then there's a legend coming to Liverpool. DJ Roger Sanchez is playing Hangar 34 on Boxing Night in the Baltic Triangle. Which
even
is
I know
great.
About Roger Sanchez.
He's brilliant. He's an American legend. Yeah. He's been going for so long. And Hangar 34 is kind of like kind of does what it says on the tin. It's a big old hangar in the Baltic Triangle. And as well as that, Lee Butler, Radio City.
Bigger legend.
Yes, much bigger legend than Roger Sanchez. He's got a big night at Underground Liverpool, which is underneath Garland's on Eberly Street. He's mixing up the state with the anthems. They kind of join forces to put this big classic night on. And we asked Lee to tell us more.
Looking forward to a huge boxing night where two massive brands, the state and Back to the Anthems, join forces for what has got to be one of the biggest boxing lineups we've seen in Liverpool for many years. A huge night of old school, from everything from the state to the Buzz to the 051 to all them big Scouse classics.
I love listening to Lee because I haven't a clue what he's going on about, but it feels like it sounds like I should know what he's on about, so I buy into it.
Yeah.
So everything's big and brash.
And huge.
It's never been massive, bigger than this. Yeah. I love his. Do you follow him on Instagram? He's great on Instagram, especially when he gets in the studio because
he loves
so
a selfie,
funny.
Does Lee Butler.
Well, he can, because he still looks all right for his age, doesn't he?
But check that out. That's Underground Liverpool on Boxing Night. Boxing Night is huge this year in the city, so get out and enjoy it.
Right, so Boxing Night, one of the biggest cities, do you think? Biggest nights?
See, it used to be, and as I say, it did quieten down over the past few years. There hasn't been a lot going on, but this year it seems like, there's so much happening in clubs, in bars, in restaurants, so do. I'm going to go out Boxing Day, I think, this year.
I was going to say, how do you work your Christmas week in terms of going out? Is it every night?
Pretty much, yeah. I think I start tonight and then probably finish around the 3rd.
Are you down in tools,
completely and utterly. But the guy at Liverpool will, of course, still be open for business.
Yeah, if you want to check out what's going on over the Christmas period. In fact, if you don't know what to do with the little ones, or not that you can drop them off anywhere, but if you don't know what to do as a family, get on the guy at Liverpool, because there's a complete rundown of what you can do over Christmas. The Merseyrail Christmas Guide is on there. Right, let's shift on to the British music experience.
Yeah, well, 2017, we just wanted to look ahead kind of as to what is to come next year. So we've got all our normal big events, which are going to be bigger and better. So Sound City returns down on the docks in May. Lymph is back in July in Sefton Park. There's the British Style Collective, which is the clothes show coming to Liverpool in June. That's going to be huge. You'll be hearing lots about that next year. But something else which I think is bigger than all of that is the British Music Experience. It's come up from the O2 in London. It's kind of a museum that celebrates British music culture, going way back to 1945, bringing it right to the present day. Great celebration in there of Liverpool. It's really interactive, and it opens on February 11th. We spoke to Kath, who's marketing manager, to tell us more.
It's basically the National Museum for Popular Music, and it tells a story of British music from 1945 right up to the present day, and that's done against like a social and political backdrop as well. So everything's put into context, and you can really get a feel of why British music sounds the way that it does, where its influences come from. And we tell that through a lot of artefacts. We've got over 600 amazing artefacts.
Now, I went to the launch of this, it must be, a year ago. So I presume there is a heck of a lot of planning that has to be done to bring this musical experience up here to Merseyside.
Yeah. Well, you can see now and outside the Cunard building, they've got the hoarding up, they've got work happening in there, because it opens in February, so that's going to be really, you know, it's going to come quickly. There's tons in there, from outfits, from stars, there's a live music performance area. Some of the whispers I've heard as to what is going to be in this exhibition are incredible. And it's a permanent fixture as well, so it's going to be in Liverpool forever now, which is brilliant.
Yeah, great place to have it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
But what else will we have in 2017? Is there different things we're looking forward to as a city?
Yeah,
different major events? This is obviously one of them.
There's another big major event, which is Armed Forces Day, which is in June. So where we'd normally see the Mersey River Festival happening, that's kind of been taken over by Armed Forces Day this year. So there's going to be lots of celebrations along the waterfront to celebrate our armed forces nationally, which is massive. So you're going to see the Army, the Navy, everyone in the city. Tons. We kind of do something similar on the dock every year, don't we, with the warships and everything else. But that's going to be really special. That's in June. And as I said before, this British Style Collective, which is the clothes show, is going to take over Liverpool in a big way as well.
Well, the guy at Liverpool, it's had its first year, 2016, been absolutely sensational. Unbelievable, isn't
12 months in.
And what a busy year. If you'd have looked back and gone, it's going to be this busy, it has this many events going on in Liverpool, I don't think you'd have believed it, would you?
There's something every week. There's something every day. And I'm sure next year will be even bigger.
Right, loads more videos, loads of stuff previewing Christmas. There's all sorts on the site at the moment. TheGuideLiverpool.com is where you can find it. But, you know, if over Christmas you're stuck for something to do, have a look on there. It will direct you. Happy Christmas,
Perfect.
Jay.
You too,
Thank
mate.
You very much
best.
Indeed.
Thank you.
That's Jay Hine with The Guy Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.
Steve Hothersall's kick-off. This is Radio City Talk.